Will and his wife Dawn waited on the doorstep for what felt like half a fucking hour, and frankly, the tune that came out of that stupid bell was sickeningly annoying. Why do people have these bloody things? What's wrong with a good old knock on the door? Will moaned, messing with his tie as Dawn calmly placed her hand on his shoulder, easing the pain that was so obviously making itself clear on that increasingly red face of his. Please relax, Will, she said, her soft, soothing tone overlapping Will's tired groans like a baby seal climbing on the back of a scabby, swamp-soaked hippo to clean off the aggravated gunk. Finally, the stupid excuse for a tune ceased and the door swung open. There stood Linda, as sexy as ever in her slinky black dress, her gorgeous red hair flowing down and covering one of her eyes, while the other one was sparkling clear as day. It was as if she had stepped right out of one of Will's erotic dreams. Like she'd had a little peek at one of them and wanted to act it out for him as a special treat. If only. Anyway, Will tried to speak but no words came out, only a burp, accompanied by a small chunk of nibbled up wine gum that he'd had earlier on. He'd obviously got stuck somewhere on the way down, this little sugary treat, and somehow made his slippy little way back up to Will's mouth. Anyway, the wine gum wasn't important, nor was whether he was a male wine gum or not. What was important, though, was the way the two women were looking at Will. Dawn frowned all over her usually tranquil face, slowly moving her silky hand away and looking at her husband as if she had just discovered he liked to fuck old foxes in his spare time. Will tittered nervously, his eyes volleying between Dawn and Linda like two wanky little marbles being thrown about the place by a mentally fucked up hermit.
"Hi, you guys,"
Linda said, brushing off the strange moment. "Hello, Linda," Dawn returned, all chirpy and nice as pie. "I'm sorry we're a little late. He couldn't decide on what he wanted to wear."
"Oh, that's it. Well done, oh lovely Dawn," thought Will, loosening his tie. "That's the way to do it. Go and totally embarrass me in front of Linda, why don't you? Well, don't I look all cool and ace now, eh? How to make silly old me look like a total fuckwit in 5 easy seconds. "I knew what I wanted to wear, Linda," Will finally said, red-cheeked.
"Yes," butted in Dawn. "But the outfit you wanted to wear doesn't quite fit anymore, does it?
He's put on a bit of weight lately, Linda." Then she patted Will's belly, making him feel like a portly otter, truly shoving him one step further down into the cellar of pity.